Good morning, everybody. It's a dog in the kennel. It's Turkey Week 2014. Yep, we're all getting excited, aren't we? In a few days, lots of food, a few beverages, some great football. We'll talk about that later in the show. Hope you all had a good weekend. Welcome to another edition of Weber This Week here on FingerLakes1.com. A longtime friend of mine, a work associate for many years, Jeff Rook, joins us in the studio. Jeff's on the couch this morning. Jeff, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Harold.
Jeff, of course, is involved in one of the premier events that hit Seneca Falls. A lot of events hit this town. But his event, and he's going to talk about his committee, is the Wonderful Life 5K run that has taken on historical proportions as far as size of field. And Jeff, first off, give us a date of that Wonderful Life 5K and talk a little about your committee and give some praise to those folks.
Yeah, the race will take place on Saturday, December 13th. It's a dusk run, run-walk, I should say. It's not only for runners, but it's also for people who want to walk the course. So it starts at 4:40. And, our core group, my wife and I, Jolene Korzeneski, Kevin Korzeneski, we're kind of the core four that keeps things going throughout the course of the year. And then we have a whole, you know, a whole slew of volunteers that help us out on race day and race week, I should say.
And I know last year you had almost 4,000 people entered. About 3,000 came and run. It was a miserable night, if I recall.
Yeah, huge snowstorm. We yep. had 3,990 actually register last year, and about 3,000 ran the race.
Now, so, it's one thing to run something that has 100 people, but go back a few years. What triggered you and the Korzeneskis to develop this idea and take on this amazing ability to run this thing, and it's such a gigantic event now?
Yeah, I mean, this was really totally unexpected. Actually, it came up, Kevin and I, you know, we had started running, I don't know, seven, eight years ago, and we were coming back from a race, and we just kind of were just talking about different races and what, you know, what we like about them, what we don't like about them, and you know, we were just talking about maybe having a little something here in Seneca Falls around the, you know, in the wintertime, around Christmas time, and kind of tie it in with the It's a Wonderful Life. There's a lot of big, you know, a lot of fans of the movie. And, you know, when we first started it years ago, we were hoping to have a couple hundred people run it, you know. We thought it'd be a very simple thing, and, you know, we could organize it the week before, and we'd have the run, and it would be over with. And not in our wildest dreams did we ever, you know, or nightmares, I guess you could say. That you would think that it would grow to this, you know, it's unbelievable how it's grown every single year. It's almost doubled every single year. I mean, the first year we had, I think it was like 450, 500 people, and then 1,000, then 2,000, then 3,000. And like I said, you know, earlier, we had almost 4,000 sign up last year.
Well, now the Gould Hotel, of course, the Hotel Clarence, now it's called the Hotel Gould, to bring some of that Seneca Falls tie in back. And of course, now they're going to transform the hotel to the Hotel Clarence for a weekend or so, which will bring in those folks,
right?
Having worked there part time when I retired from Gould's, as you recall. That's a big thing for people that want to come check out the bridge,
right?
And check out the fact that this was maybe where the famous movie was made.
Absolutely. It's amazing how many people come.
Oh, it's amazing.
And from the distances they come
amazing,
from.
Amazing, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was just looking the other day at our registration. So far, we've got 2,400 signed up through yesterday, and representing 18 states, 18 different states. We get like a group from Canada, 25 people from Canada come down for it. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that they love the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, you know? It's crazy.
Well, having worked part-time behind the desk in the customer service side of it, when you check in, I used to check you folks in when I was there. That was fun. But I got to tell you, folks, I used to play that It's a Wonderful Life continuous for 24 hours. And Jimmy, of course, being a technical guy, that gets a little old when you're at the front desk and all you see is the movie going over and over again. I worked a few night shifts when I first got hired, because they needed someone to do the auditing. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, you're looking to pull some wires, really are. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, and then the folks would come in, you know, and it would be off because they would be working on the technical side of the film. And they would freak out. Where's the film?
Yeah.
It'll be up in a few minutes. It was amazing. I mean, I got my stomach full like turkey and dressing, folks. It's great, but when you work there and you see it continuously, it's something else. But it's a phenomenal thing. And Jeff, talk about if somebody's checking us out this morning and has interest, what do they do to sign up?
Yeah, to register, if you go to our website, it's a wonderful run 5K.com. You can register either online or you can print out a copy of the registration form and mail it in if you want to. You can register online up until I think it's 2 days before the race. We are, you know, we did announce that we were going to cap it this mm-hmm. year. So if you, you know, if you're thinking about running it, like I said, we're at 2,400 now. So, I mean, there's still plenty of time, obviously, and, yeah. and who knows what's going to happen the next couple months or next couple weeks. But we're thinking about trying to limit it at 4,000 people yep. for a couple different reasons. Number one, safety wise. The course, most of the course is pretty much blocked off, but there's a portion of Cuga Street where we only use half the road because it's a main, you know, 5 and 20 sure. corridor. We can't take the entire road. So we're trying to figure out how many people can we actually get in the race that can run down there safely without, you know, mm-hmm. getting into traffic and, you know, causing problems. So,
well, I watched the town of Seneca Falls' meeting on local cable TV, mm-hmm. and they brought up your event. And Jim Spina, the director, of course, is you, good friends of ours, mm-hmm. indicated that the police chief, Stu Peenster, who's been on the show, indicated that he wants to cap it at 4,000 mm-hmm. for safety reasons.
Sure.
And one other thing that he talked about that he was going to change this year, and you're certainly aware of that, the rec center will not be completely open to all the runners. They're only going to give a certain part of that, and you're going to have a tent in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah. We're the front part of the rec right. center is where we have our registration,
right.
and then we have the award ceremony and the you know yep. water and
sure.
bananas and stuff in the gym. So right. we'll have access to the gym and the registration, but we are going to set up a tent in the parking lot as a you know with a little heater in there, kind yep. of a staging area before the race. So
right.
the rec center isn't inundated with.
I heard it was an amazing crowd last year in that place.
Yeah, oh, it was crazy. Is that the reason for the change? Was yeah. it just overwhelmed last year inside the community
that,
center?
And safety issues. That whole hallway mm-hmm. between the front registration room and the gym was absolutely jam packed. Oh. And if you know anything were to happen, there was no way. I mean, that was just jam packed full of people. So
he
wants to keep that. Wide open. He doesn't want. He's going to lock actually the door.
Yep.
Behind the registration room and the gym, so nobody can get in that area. So people going to the gym can kind of go around and go in. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep that absolutely you know clear and stuff, which I understand. And
yeah.
So we're going to rent a tent, a decent sized tent for the parking lot. Hopefully, it's not going to be as cold or as you know snowy as last year. But you know, just in case, we'll have a tent out in the parking lot so people can hang out before.
Well, it's one of the premier events that. Come to Seneca Falls. We are obviously staged a lot of things happening here in the town, but Jeff and his wife Tina and of course the Eskies and all of the volunteers put on a spectacular show, and it's quite the sight. And of course Jimmy's there taping the beginning of the race, right, Jimmy? You get him sure. come off the bridge. It's pretty amazing, and it's turned into a colossal event.
It has. It's amazing.
You know, I don't mind if it snows.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's tough on you guys, but I tell you, last year was the best one yet.
I tell you, last year, as much as, you know, some people, I don't want to say complained, but, you know, from a running perspective, the roads were packed full of snow.
Oh,
so, it was a slow track last
right.
year. And for as many people that maybe made the comment that, you know, it was a slow track and, you know, I wish we didn't have as much snow on the track on the course. There were a ton of other people who thought it was, I mean, it just, the atmosphere was incredible. It was just,
super Christmassy.
It was Christmassy. It felt like Christmas, and it was very festive. So,
well, we're going to talk to Jeff, and before we take our commercial break, I would be remiss if I didn't ask Jeff, who, of course, I worked with at Goulds for many, many years, and, of course, this territory, Western New York, Buffalo area, Jeff, brings back a lot of memories, what happened last week. You certainly have made it a habit of yours to call on those accounts down there in Batavia and areas
Fredonia
of that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did
East
you
Aurora.
Think? What did you think of the storm of the century?
It was unbelievable. I obviously kept away from there the last week.
You've traveled that area forever.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Pretty mind-boggling when the airport has 4 inches and somebody 5 miles away is 72.
That's how it is. I mean, downtown Buffalo wasn't bad. I mean, they only had a few inches. And
amazing.
It's crazy. But, I want to say that they're used to it, but they're not used to that kind of
oh
snow.
My God.
Just
that
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Pretty
just,
crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable. When I thought about you coming in yep. this morning, I said, you know the drift, no pun indicated, about that area, because Buffalo gets a rap about some. And, of course, We'll talk about that in a second. But does God hate the Bills? They got a home game? Now they're in Detroit? What's up with that? We'll talk about the Bills. We'll talk about the NFL. We'll get Jeff's opinions on some sports. We'll also talk about our high school basketball coverage. Starting up this Saturday night, we have all been anxiously awaiting. Jim's getting all the technical stuff ready, all the equipment ready. We got our broadcast team ready to launch our 2014-15 season. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Let's hear from our great sponsors that make this show possible. Eagle Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater, and Lions as well as the Newark Pilots, a minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. Lizard's Tailgater Lounge, Waterloo, best mott sticks around where you can enjoy a drink and some laughs. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com, awesome 18-hole layout offering a 12-month payment plan, home of the toughest par four in central New York. Wilson Press, WPress.com, Seneca Falls. Rich Rickey, my good friend, and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Rich Rickey, Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. We welcome you back on a Monday morning, the 24th of November. The dog with you in the kennel. Another edition of Weber This Week. Jeff Rook, my longtime friend, is with us in the studio and talking about the Wonderful Life 5K Run, which has turned out to be a huge event. It'll be a run on Saturday, December 13th.
December 13th.
It starts at 4:40.
4:40.
I like that. And they have capped off the crowd of 4,000. Pretty amazing. 4,000. And Jeff said he started off with a couple hundred people, him and Kevin, thinking Kevin Korzeneski, maybe a couple hundred people would run in this thing, and now it's up into thousands. So
well, it's year one was what, 400 or so?
450, I think.
450
yeah.
runners yep. in year one?
Year one, right.
Well, let's
which is about four times more than we thought we were going to
exactly.
get.
Exactly. Let's talk about some sports items, and we'll come back and talk about the 5K. A lot going on in the world of sports. Of course, not to pick on Jimmy being an orange guy, but the Syracuse football team is having a struggling year. Scott Schaefer says, no big deal. It's a learning curve. We'll have to wait and see. They got BC this week. It wraps up their year. Not to hammer the Syracuse football program. They just got a lot of injuries. A lot of teams do. Jimmy, you got to chalk this one up and move on. The thing that concerned me about
it hurts. Though,
it hurts.
Dog. This one hurts.
This one hurts.
I thought that we. Yep. I know. You know, we had a really tough schedule, but I liked our team on paper coming in and
never materialized.
A lot of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of injuries.
Do you think Terrell Hunt being hurt was a huge? I mean, yeah. I think he's a great. He's a good quarterback. Yeah. Maybe not a great quarterback, but I think that was a huge blow.
I think right off the bat with this season. I thought Hunt was one of our biggest bright spots, and early on he was missing receivers, throwing the ball. He was doing everything good he seemed to do with his feet, but he didn't develop into the type of guy I thought he was going to be as a junior. So now he got A.J. Long. You think A.J.'s probably got the inside track next year on the starting job. It's crazy how in football, you know, you're a starting quarterback, you're established, you get hurt, you're out for a series of weeks, and next thing you know, you never start again.
I know he hasn't won a lot of games, but I like what AJ's done.
Yeah.
I think he's looked pretty decent for a. I mean, he's a true freshman,
true
right?
Freshman,
he's a true freshman. Yeah.
So when you're in a situation like Syracuse right now, I think you got to ride that young guy.
Absolutely.
You're still rebuilding, but it just I could have never believed in a million years that we would have lost eight to nine games.
Pretty amazing.
Eight to nine.
And
games.
They're going to be big underdogs this week against BC, who almost beat Florida State the other night.
Right.
But the thing about the Syracuse football program that caught my attention every Friday and Saturday nights, because I go to bed so early, I tape the Syracuse news channels to watch in the morning when I get up early, because I'm up early at 5:30, 6 o'clock. And I always tape Channel 9, which, as you know, is the home of the Orange Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a big deal out of following Orange, and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And with the major sports, lacrosse, football, basketball, it's the first time all year that I can recall, as Jimmy can correct me, they did not have a reporter at the game. Really? They did not do interviews at the game.
Didn't send them to Pitt? Because nobody cares anymore.
Not one person. Yeah. Wow. And that blew me away thinking they never, and they've had people away when they lost by 50.
Yeah, right.
And I said, wow, the media, local media, that station of all stations who claim to be the Orange Nation gave up. They're not sending a reporter, spending the money to send them or her.
Well, you
and
know,
it kind of blew me away.
In this day and age,
yep, I know.
They get analytics back. You know, if they run a story on their website, they see how many people look at it. And I see the same thing here at Finger Lakes One. I can tell you this. The amount of people that look at Syracuse football stories in September was about five times as much as now.
Right.
Nobody cares. I mean, I made a point to watch the game yesterday just because I'm diehard, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst way you could have spent a couple hours.
We're
out of a bowl.
We
and I'm sitting there watching us get killed by Pitt. And the team is not even that good.
They aren't that good. I know. It was just interesting.
I'll do the same thing next week with Boston College. I'll watch that whole freaking game.
Yeah. By the way, let's switch subjects to a subject that is dear to everyone's hearts. Jimmy Bam's Orange, the basketball team early in the season. Jeff, you follow the program, obviously. Mm-hmm. The bar scene up in Waterloo, where I hang out once in a while, says they may not make the NCAA tournament. That's how questioned they are about the program. They didn't like the fact that California took it to them, and they don't like Cooney. If he's hot, he's hot. They have a chance. But when he's not hot, they figure they're not going to win too many games.
There's a couple other guys that I kind of like. McCullough, I think, looks great.
Yeah.
They're young. There's no doubt that they're young. They lost a couple key guys.
Right.
I think that they should make the NCAA tournament without a problem. I mean, they didn't look good against California, obviously. But, you know, I think they'll grow. And I think, you know, they're you know, maybe a top 25 team, maybe.
Yeah.
I think they'll have to they'll struggle to get there. But I think I think there's a lot of talent there still.
Yeah.
I mean, they're young and they've got a lot of talent.
I like their front line. I like Christmas and those big dudes. But the guys were telling me that, oh, that Cooney guy, you know, he gets hot some nights. He's hit swish, swish, swish. When he doesn't, they're in trouble. So it'll be interesting
to
see.
Well, I was actually
happy
with Cooney and during, like, the Iowa game. He was 3 for 9, I think.
Yeah.
You know, as long as he's not, you know, 0 for 7 and then the next night 6 for 6, I want to see him be consistent.
Right.
But we are young. But you know what? Last year we got off to such a great start, and if you remember, the end of the season was just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So hopefully this will be the opposite.
Flip-flop. Yeah.
You know, and we got a freshman point guard. Sorry, he's not, you know, as good as Tyler Ennis was right off the bat, but he'll improve. And Chris McCullough is, you know, a future NBA All-Star. You know,
he's going to be good. Yeah, he really impressed me. I was not shocked, but he looked really good. And Syracuse isn't a, you know, they're not a one-trick pony where if Cooney is not hot, They've got other guys. You know, it's not he's going to get hot. And there's going to be games where he's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's up to the rest of the team to step up when he's not hot.
Yeah. Well, if you missed the last night, the Giants lose a heartbreaker, leading most of the game, controlling that game from the outset. The dog fell asleep again. Had it taped. Get up this morning, going, what? They lost again to Dallas after leading, I think, by 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say? A lot of discussion about Tommy C. Two Super Bowl champs, our Waterloo native who's phenomenal, a Hall of Famer, a lock, Tom Coughlin. I'm of the opinion, and it's only my opinion, that they won't have him come back. Just an opinion. Tommy Coughlin will not be fired, but I don't think they're going to bring him back. His record now is 3-8. They have not made the playoffs going on 3 years. Jeff and Jimmy know the vibrancy of the Giant fan base. They're 3-8 right now with 5 to go. I don't see them beat Philadelphia. That's another loss. They got the Rams on the road. They could lose that one. That's 2 more. So that's 10 losses. I do see them beating Jacksonville this week, Tennessee, and those worthless Redskins. I do see them winning those. I just don't see it. Jeff, your opinion. I don't see them bringing them back.
No,
really don't.
This year's over for them.
I really think so.
There's no doubt that this year's
over. I don't think they're going to fire him. I think they're just going to ease him out.
I think they might say something to him, but I think he's earned the right. I mean, he's got two Super Bowl wins.
Oh, I agree.
I think he's a great coach, and I don't think he's, you know, let's say lost it or you know, I think he's still sharp.
But the fan
he's
base.
He's had 3 bad years.
Fan base.
And the fan base is crazy, but the Giants are an organization that don't – I don't think they make changes like other teams
do
fast as they do. I think they're, you know, I think if they still think that he's you know, he's got all his faculties, and I think he's a good coach. I don't see him leaving.
Really? You think he'll come back then?
I think he'll come back.
Wow. Jimmy, you think he'll be back?
I just don't see it. It's tough to say.
He's
the oldest coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
But, you know, I agree with Jeff that I don't think you'll let guys with two Super Bowl rings walk out the door, especially when they won them for your team.
Right.
But it is really ugly. And you know, the thing about the NFL that's hard to take for if you're a Giants fan or maybe even a Bills fan is every week you're playing games that you could win or lose at the end. And it seems like last night the Giants were in position to win. And Romo marches them down the field and scores a touchdown. And, you know, he had 7-8 seconds to throw the ball each time. I mean, anybody, you could stand back there and sling it.
With one
good
eye.
If you had 7 or 8 minutes.
With one
seconds,
good eye, I might add. That's impressive. I don't know. I just don't think the Giant management can allow this to continue. That's all. I think after a while, when you have Giant fans who are a very energetic base, start screaming.
Yeah, I think a lot of it also has to do with, you know, I'm sure they're talking to other guys. And if they have someone maybe in the wings that might have some interest, that's going to have a huge deal. I mean, if they don't have anybody, you know, a better option, then they're not. I think that has a lot to do with it.
And, of course, the Daily News and the Post don't do them any help either.
By
the way, the catch of the century, top five of all time in my mind, Beckham Jr. out of LSU last night. If you missed it, folks, turn on – well, in the Time Warner cable channels, it's 24 for SportsCenter. You got to watch it. It is one of the top five of all time. It's got to be, Jim, that catch by Beckham Jr. last night.
Up there with Lin
Swan.
What
an amazing catch he made last night. Touchdown, and it was, I think he caught it with three fingers.
Three fingers. It was incredible.
Amazing. Absolutely. So if you haven't seen it, everyone's talking about in the sports world this morning, the catch. And I know the Giants lost a heartbreaker, and that doesn't help Tommy and doesn't help the team any. But you got to watch it. And don't worry about it. Go to 24 if you've got the regular Time Warner cable. SportsCenter will have it on every single cast.
Open up YouTube and search for
it's unbelievable.
Beckham catch.
Yeah. Well, of course, I was making a comment before we come on the air this morning. Even God hates the Bills. They snow them out in Buffalo. They lose a home game. Now they're in Detroit tonight to take on the Jets, which I think didn't help them because Michael Vick, whether you love him or hate him, his traction of running around in the backfield, you know, and making some gains on the yardages is going to help him tonight because he's in an indoor stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he was in Buffalo,
different story.
Different story. Yeah, so that doesn't help him. So we'll see. You know, the Bills are 5-5. They're not going anywhere fast, anyways. In my mind,
well, they're right there.
Yeah,
they're.
This
I mean, they haven't made the
this
playoffs in
14
years, and they are right there.
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. They're saying you got to have 10 to get in the AFC. They got to win 5 out of the next 6, according to the experts that I was watching last night.
Well,
they're saying you need 10 to get, 10 to get 10, in this
10
year.
Definitely
AFC's
to get in, but
a lot of good teams.
9-7.
Yeah, we'll see.
Seven, yeah.
Win three of their last five, and they're
by the way, guys,
pretty,
let me remind you, they got my worthless Raiders. They'll beat them, I understand. They got the Browns next week in Buffalo. They should win that one. But let's not forget, Denver on the road, New England on the road, Green Bay and Buffalo. Those are three L's. Book them, Dano. You're not going to beat those. You're not going to beat those straight teams. You're not
I wouldn't say Cleveland's a definite win. I mean, I think they can. I think they can beat Cleveland. But
You know, Miami was up big on Denver yesterday, and
Denver
Buffalo beat Miami earlier this year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
In the NFL, you got to show up each game and give it your best shot.
Hey, speaking of football, usually myself, Jeff, and Jimmy are eating with the family and fall asleep and take a nap. And some of these football Thanksgivings have been boring. Not this one. Coming up Thursday, if you're into football, and I don't know if Jimmy eats late. I know we eat, like, later in the afternoon. So we get a chance to watch the 12:30 game. That's the Lions and Bears. The Lions looked horrible, by the way, yesterday. Yeah. Bears won a game. So that'll be a good opener for you if you're going to eat later. But I like the second game. Dallas at home against the Eagles. Both 8-3.
Mm-hmm.
Playing for first place. That is a good one.
It's a good Thanksgiving
Cowboys,
day game.
Eagles, and by the way, the 8:30 game, Seattle-San Francisco. Ain't all bad either.
Absolutely.
So this week.
Oh, it's three games.
Yeah,
three games.
Wow. So we got Lions and Bears. We got the Eagles and the Cowboys playing at 4:30. And then 8:30, San Fran versus Seattle. A lot of things happening. By the way, let's plug our high school coverage. By the way, Jeff, we were talking about this. Finger Lakes One, Jimmy has done a phenomenal job of, can I put this up like this, Jimmy? There you go. See? How's that look, Jimmy? That's our schedule. All right? It's 21 games.
A lot of games.
Jim has put together all his equipment. We're ready to rock and roll. We're going to open up our exclusive coverage of high school basketball. And we have a great broadcast team going to be out doing a lot of these games, folks. We're talking this Saturday night, the 29th of November. We'll be at the New York Chiropractic College. I have the pleasure of doing both of the opening games for Finger Lakes One. The first game will be Southern Cayuga taking on our buddy Zach Young and the Lions Lions, my hometown. And game number two, a couple of old arch rivals years and years ago. They used to have phenomenal battles on the basketball court. The South Seneca Falcons taking on the Miners Blue Devils. Both games, obviously, at the New York Chiropractic College. And by the way, first game starts at 5:30, second game around 7:30. And our team on Saturday night, Jim has spared no expense putting this team together. We got not one cameraman. We got two of the Hunt Brothers, Jeremy and Jason, on the cameras.
Nice.
And we got, obviously, Jimmy going to control the floor, get all the equipment, make sure that's all set. And I'll be working along with Mike Alessio and Kevin Korzaneski.
Yeah, glad to bring Mike Alessio on to the team. I think he'll add a lot to it, and I think he'll do a great job.
So that's our going to open our coverage at the Chiropractic College this coming Saturday night for high school basketball, and a phenomenal six-member team to do these games. By the way, Jimmy's working on his throat right now because next week after the 29th on the 6th of December,
yeah,
he's got a triple header he's going to be calling. A triple header! You know, triple header at Victor High School. Geneva Wilson, game one. Newark Livonia, game two. Victor Pelmack, game three. I think Jimmy might be a little hoarse when he gets home from that.
Well, I'm excited because for the first two weekends, we get to look at, what is it? We got four Finger Lakes East teams we're going to see live. We have one of the top teams in Wayne County in Lions.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get a look at, and we get a look at South Seneca, who should be much improved in the West. And then we also look at Victor, who plays in the Rochester teams nowadays. They used to be in the Finger Lakes East. But so we get a look, our first look at a lot of different teams, and I'm excited for this entire season.
I'm excited, too, because I'm excited the fact that Jimmy has put on so many resources to put this team together. And, Jeff, you've followed high school sports a long time. My good friend Ted Baker up in Geneva works for the Finger Lakes Radio Group. He goes out by himself, and he's a talented guy.
Does a good job.
He does a singular performance. He does the commentary, the commercials, the play-by-play, sets up the equipment, breaks down the equipment, one person.
One-man show.
A one-man show, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking shots at Finger Lakes. They just sold, by the way. But, my God, Jim's got a six-member crew doing these things. I mean, not every game.
Well, it's a different thing when you're adding in video and TV-style production compared to radio.
So we're going to have the horses, and we should have a good time, and I hope you'll join us. And by the way, before you come to the college, Jim's Adam over at Penny's, a great facility for great
breakfasts. Adam and John Sablosky,
yeah. They're going to be putting together a little benefit for kids that need a toy that parents can't afford it. For Christmas, a newborn unwrapped toy. Newborn to age 12, I believe. Newborn to age 12, an unwrapped toy. Bring it to the Seneca Falls Country Club this Saturday night. Five to seven. And if you bring the unwrapped toy, you sit down and have a little Zeta meatball.
Free.
Nice. Free.
Gratis.
Free.
Nice.
And after your Zeta meatball with Italian bread and you head out of there, you can just drive a little bit down the road. Join us. We'll be at the New York Chiropractic College. Come over and say hello and sit down and watch some exciting high school basketball. So it's a... And we want to thank the folks over at Penny's for doing that. And thanks, Jim, the president of our board at the Seneca Falls Country Club, to hosting it.
That's
should be
awesome.
A nice time.
That's great, yeah.
Well, Jeff, let's run down the scenario once again. The 5K run coming up December 13th starts at 4:40. Folks that are checking us out right now can still participate, and give them that website again.
Yeah, it's a wonderful run, 5K.com. And also, I wanted to mention volunteers. I mean, we have a lot of great volunteers, but if you are interested in volunteering in whatever capacity you want to help, you know, we need people for traffic, water stops, registration, setting up the gym and stuff like that. Shoot us an email at it is wonderfulrun5k@hotmail.com is our email address. Shoot us an email and just let us know if you want to help us out, and we'll definitely find a spot for you. We could definitely use more volunteers.
And volunteers usually have fun.
No, they love it. I mean, the ones that we've had over the years come back every single year, and it's not a ton of work. It's fun, and you get to kind of participate in the festivities without actually running in the race. And we could definitely use some volunteers.
Well, let's hope somebody does an email today and says they want to handle this. shoveling of snow. You don't need volunteers. No. Should be a great event. It's one of the premier events to hit the town of Seneca Falls. And I wish Jeff and his team the very best of luck. And I, of course, may not be out in the elements to watch it because I'm too old, but I will be watching Jimmy's presentation via the Finger Lakes One video. So that should be a lot of fun. Jeff, happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for coming in. All right, folks, check us out on Saturday night. We begin our high school basketball coverage, and it should be a good one. Join myself along with Mike Alessio, Kevin Korzeneski, the Hunt brothers, Jeremy and Jason, along with Jim Senecropi. We'll see you at the college on Saturday night. Enjoy your holiday, folks. Enjoy it. Family time, a little Thanksgiving. Don't overeat too much. Well, maybe you should eat a little bit, but have a good time, folks. Merry, happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and have a wonderful holiday season. Until next week, when we have in Dave Shaw will be on the couch, who's been reporting for the Finger Lakes Times back, I don't know, 30 years. Dave Shaw is on the couch next week for our special guest. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. That's a look at weather this week. My way.
FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com.